Now, do you want more nuts then?
There aren't any.
Okay.
There aren't any nuts in here. It's almond cream, you jackass.
Okay.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
And just like that, we're back with the After Party. Thanks for tuning in. Same way of getting reaching out to us. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. And then the party line is 402-915-0962. This is going to be a fun one because those new cookies, Girl Scout cookies, mm-hmm. Explore Mores. Molly's gotten them, and you already know this if you listen to Monday's Big Party Show podcast. She's going to sample them out for us to see how good they are. It has been a while since I've had a Girl Scout cookie. Because it's an allergy thing. They do have gluten-free, but they're not dairy-free. So there's that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, she has to pick her poison, better yet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
She's like, well, what spin of the dial is it this time?
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So I want you to open them up and
We've got these are Exploramores.
Uh-huh.
And these are the new flavors. So the idea is that it's like a rocky road, but it's also inspired by like s'mores.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be like chocolate and marshmallow.
Chocolate and marshmallow. Yeah.
They come in two little sleeves. So here's a sleeve.
Rocky
it's
road.
Filled with flavors, chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond cream.
Mm. Okay. Now, you have had Rocky Road ice cream before.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. My father used to get
I'm
that.
I'm not a huge fan. Only really? Because I don't like nuts in ice cream. It's like a texture thing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like kind of one of those things where I don't really like nuts and brownies either. Because it's like all of a sudden, like you're biting into it and it's this really soft bite and then there's like crunch.
Yeah.
And that doesn't do it for me.
God, see, I love Hershey's chocolate. Right?
With almonds?
I love them with almonds. The hardest thing to find lately for some reason is whole almonds. So I think they're going cheap, cutting costs.
Oh, in the candy bar. Because I was like, you can buy whole almonds. Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the candy bar. So now it's like crushed up type almonds.
Oh, they're doing pieces, not like
yes.
the good. Oh, that's too bad.
Isn't that too bad? Because there's nothing better than taking a piece of that and melting it in your mouth and then
crunching down
that,
on the
having that almond last and you suck that juice out of there and then you just chomp down on it. I hope you got turned on there.
You're like, everyone's like, wow, this was pretty involved. You're like, I just eat it. And you're like, no, you're eating it wrong. It's like a whole process.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. We've got these. They're adorable. They've got like the little Girl Scout design on them. All right. Okay. Let's try it.
Let's see what it is. She's taking a bite. She's biting down and chewing.
Mm.
Yeah. So is it a lot like the cookie, like the Rocky Road ice cream? What do you
think? I'm not getting a lot of the nut flavor. The chocolate is really strong.
Okay. Now, do you want more nuts then?
There aren't any.
Okay.
There aren't any nuts in here. It's almond cream, you jackass.
Okay. Okay.
They're good.
All right.
They do not dethrone Thin Mints.
Yeah, cookie. There's a cookie right there, the Thin Mints. I mean, how long has the Thin Mint been around?
My one critique would be the cookie to cream ratio is off. There's not a lot of cream filling.
Wait, is there filling inside of this cookie?
Yeah, it's almost like, it's like here. It's like an Oreo. So it's a sandwich cookie.
Okay, it's a sandwich. Okay, all right, cool. All right, okay.
So, but there's not a lot of, see, look at this. There isn't a lot of filler inside.
Okay. Oh, there's not. All right. So yeah, Molly just
separated
them.
So I think that
them,
the filling to cookie, because the cookies are really thick.
Yeah.
The cookies are pretty thick and then the cream is not. So I would say if we're taking notes, more cream.
I would agree with you on that. I mean, that's even with the Oreo cookies, they have the stuffed and then the regular.
I like the double stuffed.
Yeah.
Oreo.
See, the double stuffed is kind of mm-hmm. the way to go. the Thin Mint has been around like since 1939.
Wow.
What?
Was that their original cookie?
Yeah.
That and like I would think it would be that and the shortbread cookie.
It was called the Cookie Mint.
Oh.
That's what it was announced as. The Cookie Mint. Wow, that's a long time. That's their top selling cookie is the theme.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one. We only bought three boxes. The boxes are not cheap.
No. I think they got to pay for
it. I think it's $6 a box this year.
Okay. $6 a box. Mm-hmm. I guess that's
the boxes aren't that big. I mean,
no,
you know,
there's
when you're
two sleeves
about
in them. Two sleeves normally in one.
7.9 ounces.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're not talking about like even a normal, like even if you got like Chips Ahoy, that's more than that. But I mean, you're doing it for I mean, that's the whole thing is that they're talking about Girl Scout cookie proceeds, stay local. The Girl Scout cookie program is the largest girl-led entrepreneurial program in the world.
Oh, it is.
Uh-huh. Through it, girls learn five essential skills: goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics.
Okay.
So the whole idea is that it's like this, you know, that they're like building women up and like learning things that can help them in the future and it through selling cookies.
I remember I was a Cub Scout as a kid and we
had to
were
do
selling
popcorn, right?
Now that was, I don't know if there was popcorn back then, but it was chocolate candy bars is what that was. Yeah. And my mother was a den mother and I immediately was like, I can sell the hell out of these things. So she bought boxes of them. Right. I didn't sell one. I don't think I was nervous about going door to door like you're supposed to. Right.
Uh-huh.
And so then my mother was so pissed off. She ended up having to pay, you know, she had to pay for all those boxes of cookies of chocolate bars that sat there. And she was so angry with me and she never was a den mother again. Yeah. And that's how I learned business.
You're like, that was my business acumen. Everyone's like, I think you did it wrong, but okay. Sure.
All right. Let's get to the keyword. All right. But back to the frosting, there needs to be more frosting in
more
Girl Scout.
That would be like the more cream filling. That would be my one.
Uh-huh.
That would be my one note. They're delicious. I'm not sad I bought them. Uh-huh. I would just say that moving forward, cookie cream ratio needs to be tweaked.
Okay. All right. So the Valentine's Day, don't screw this up giveaway. That's a tomahawk steak and ribeye from Kinko Meat Company. Got a spa package from Dark Horse, some wine, and also Omaha Lancer tickets. The keyword today is
heart.
Heart. Take heart to bigpartyshow.com. Drop it there and you're in the running. Okay. That's the gig.
H-E-A-R-T. Heart.
Yeah. Heart.
Hi. Heart you.
I heart you too.
Oh.
I heart you.
There are like new ways of doing it. Like you can do it like this now.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I like that one with your finger, with your middle finger.
It's it's harder. Hey, heart you.
It looks
you
a little bit different. All right. We have a no dumb question to kick this off a little bit. This is like the judge-free zone. If your roommate's partner stays at your place, this is from Faith, should they pay rent? Sounds like someone's in a position.
That is an awkward conversation.
Uh-huh. That's a good one. That's a hard one. That's a tough one because there's two different things going on. First of all, you got the guy or the girl. We'll just say it's a guy. All right. This is from Faith. So we'll just speak to it as if it's a God, that is a tough, even on the other side. But you got your roommate.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? Do you tell your roommate, hey, Gary's here all the time. If he's here this much, then he needs to pay rent. But at the same time, she pays her half. So she's has, in my opinion, every right to have whoever she wants there. I've been in that situation before with guys. Their girlfriend was over so much.
Yeah.
It's almost like she lived there. It just starts trouble. But once you go and tell that roommate of yours, then it gets weird.
It does.
It gets weird.
I had a roommate situation. She had a boyfriend. I was trying to think back. I never had a roommate and a boyfriend at the same time.
Okay.
So it did never really come up. Like I dated people, but it wasn't like, hey, this is a serious boyfriend and he's here like every day. It was like, hey, this is Adam. Like he's here maybe twice a week, maybe once a week, that kind of thing. But there was somebody who had a boyfriend. I don't think that they have to pay rent. This is where we have to start getting some clear boundaries. This guy sure. would just eat stuff.
Yes.
Right.
And then and
it's
also,
like, fine, if you want to eat your girlfriend's groceries, go at it all day long. But like when I'm coming home and you're eating a turkey sandwich from the turkey that I like, that's the stuff where you're like, we're not like, I'm not feeding you.
Well, that should be cleared anyway with the roommate. Your roommate shouldn't be eating your own your food either.
She wasn't. He yeah. was.
Okay.
Like he was just, he, you know, like she wasn't eating that stuff. He was because he'd be there. This is my other thing. This is the one thing. You have to be home when they're there.
Yes.
That was the other irksome thing where you come home and you know your roommate's at work, like she worked a 9-to-5 and you know she's at work and you walk in and there's somebody sitting on your couch watching TV because the boyfriend's hanging out. You're like, no, no, you got to go home.
Yes.
You want to lay on the couch and eat a sandwich. She needs to be here.
I mean, think about that. I don't know what the situation is with Faith, but there's so many boundaries that can be broken on that. And
you got to have communication. I mean,
yes, you
because
do.
At that point, you know, if this person's getting a key, you know, that's also just a safety issue where it's like, listen, your half of the rent doesn't come with an extra pass into the apartment. Like when I have people over, I'm home. You know what I mean? Like if I'm having somebody over, it's because I'm there and they're coming over to see me. If your person's just hanging out, even when you're not there, because you're in that entwined of a relationship that they just are like, this is my place now. You're like, I think you have your own apartment.
Yeah. Because think about that. If they're staying over that much and for her to wonder, should she, he's probably staying there too much, to be honest with you. He's probably using her shower, using the, you know, whatever bathroom amenities that they're there. Obviously, you know, dirtying dishes that, I mean, I don't know the situation if the guy washes the dishes.
No,
I've never
was,
done
he
that.
He wasn't, this is the thing. He wasn't a slob. It wasn't anything like that. It wasn't like he was leaving towels out or it was more just, I wanted my alone time.
Well, I know that's your situation. I was talking about just in general.
Right. No, yeah. I'm just saying like in my case, because I know my friend would listen to this podcast and be like, what? And it's like, no, he was fine at just, there'd be times where it's like, you'd come home and you'd be like, I was really looking forward
to
just
being alone.
Being alone.
And hanging out.
That's a common yeah. thing when you have roommates anyway. Like you're really excited when you have the apartment to yourself because you have roommates. It's
yes.
baked in that you're living with people. So if you get an opportunity to be like, I've got an hour where it's just me.
Yeah. And then you have that.
And then there's
on.
Guys sitting on couch. You're like, come on.
Yeah. I've never been in that situation, I don't think. You know, I mean, my roommates generally was my brother for a long time, and mm-hmm. he never had any women in his life then. And then my other buddy, Bo, he never had women coming over.
Really?
So, yeah.
The funny thing is, yeah. I do remember, like, the funny thing about a roommate is, like, if they have somebody stay over, but they've got to go to work and they haven't woken up the person, and then you've got, like, the crosstalk with that person, like, in the morning. You're like, hey, oh. I'm Molly. Like, nice to meet you, Mike. And he's just like, I got to call a cab. I'm looking for my shoes. You know, that kind of thing. That was always my favorite. That was fantastic. I'm like, you want some coffee?
Really?
Oh, yeah. The whole day after, the walk of shame has a whole new meaning when you're dealing with the roommate. Like, yeah. the person's gone, and it's just you and the roommate. Hey, heard you guys last night. Got in pretty late. Coffee?
Really? Wow.
Well, I'm probably the coolest person you could come across in a situation like that.
Well, I don't think guys care as much as women do, for some reason.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but it's definitely one of those things where it's like, it's a bad enough situation. And let's be honest, alcohol's usually involved. You're not your best self in the morning anyway. I mean, you're already feeling a little like, is your tongue fuzzy? Because my tongue is fuzzy. You know, I mean, you're already dealing with, you're not washing your face. You're not brushing your teeth. You're just getting your stuff, getting and in a going. Cab and thinking about the decisions you made.
Yeah. Which generally are, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm like, do you want to leave greatest. A number, Chad? Do you want, does she have your number? Are you guys circling back on this or is this just bye?
Probably just bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. Hey, did you hear that the personal ads are making a comeback?
Oh, I love it. Really?
How great is that? Yeah. So if you're looking for love, it's free. You can go right back to the personal ads. People are getting tired of the apps and the people on the apps.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I
where
actually,
are they posting personal ads? Where do you go?
That's where you'd have to look because Craigslist still has personal ads. I went and looked it up. Yeah. And there was one person going, hey, I ran in. It's like something connect, lost connections or
missed
something.
Connections. Like, I was just about to ask. Connection. Have you ever read those? They're fantastic.
That's what I was doing. I was reading them, some of them. And yes, some of them were, hey, I don't know if, you know, just looking for somebody that they had saw. Yeah, like, hey, Kevin, you were a waiter.
I almost put one in once.
Really? Why? Connection.
Yeah. I still think about it. I saw a guy on the L once when I was like, first moved to Chicago.
Okay.
And it was like, it was kind of one of those things where like, do I know you? Do I not know you? Like we were making eye contact in that way of like, I can't tell if I know you or I don't know you. And then it was my stop before his. And I could tell that he was like working up the courage to like come over and be like, do I know you? And and then I had to leave. And he kind of had that look of like, I waited too long. And I thought about putting it in like, hey, we were on the Brown Line train and we made eye contact. And I don't know why I didn't, because it just would have been a funny life experience, like just to put that in the checklist of like, yeah, I've done that before. I'm all about like just racking up the life experiences. But I thought about it. I still think about that guy. I couldn't tell you what he looks like. I can't remember at all what he looks like, but I just remember that moment of like looking at somebody and being like, do we know each other? And then
really, that's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's nuts. Okay. And so, that would have been a misconnection. Who knows?
Who knows? And then like you would look through the paper and see if there was anything like, did somebody mention something? And then it would be like, reach out and you could.
Really?
I would have.
All right. So why don't we bring, I mean, it doesn't look like there's a lot on Omaha Craigslist. Like this is Liz at Home Depot. This is actually Des Moines. All right. Cause I think they have all of their around area. I think we need to push this. People need to start pushing since this is the thing and you guys are going to personal ads because you're sick and tired of the options on all these different dating things, then go do it. Just try it and see if it works out.
We should
do a
bulletin board on our website.
Okay. And how would that work? The bulletin
board.
People
could post. I mean, obviously we would have like, I mean, they can't just post whatever. Like we would have a vetting process. Like somebody would send in like, hey, I'd like to post this just like them. Like you can't just post whatever.
Okay.
I mean, somebody's like screening it. You know,
I
you
like
can't
this.
Just go out there and profanities, but like we could have a personal board where it's that kind of thing looking for love. Why not? We've got Valentine's Day coming up. We could just like see if we can make some connections.
Yeah. But I mean, what is the legalese on that? If one of these guys or girls are a psycho, I mean, are we going to be held accountable? We're not.
Well, what's the legalese for Craigslist?
I don't know.
It's like, do you know like what I mean? Like they must have something. I mean, Craigslist isn't on the hook if somebody ends up being a wackadoo. I mean,
I'll have rules. I'll do this. I'll head this thing and we'll have it up by Wednesday's. We'll have it up this week. All right.
Don't you think it'd be fun? Wait.
Yes, I think it would be great. So this one right here, this is interesting. This is Des Moines. And it says Liz at Home Depot. This is Miss Connections on Craigslist. You always seem really busy since you're the boss and I can't seem to catch you on your smoke break, but I've been dying to ask your status for a long time now. I know you've noticed me looking and weren't completely repulsed. LOL.
Oh, so this is somebody she works with.
Yeah, I guess
that's not
so.
Even like a misconnection. That's
no,
like,
no, there's all different kinds of them. You know, and it's people. You need to do this. We're gonna start our own. Yeah, this is just Andrew in Lincoln. This is Jared. We lost touch a few months ago, and I can't find your number. Would like to get back in touch and have you finish the painting project.
Aw. But there's stuff like that.
Yes,
where, like,
there
you learn,
is.
And this is the thing. Wow. It doesn't necessarily have to be romantic.
No.
I mean, it usually is, but it also can be something where it's like, hey, we were best friends in grade school. I think about you all the time. I always wonder, like, where you're at. Like, your name was Janelle, and we were always good friends, and I would love to reconnect with you. Like, that kind of stuff. I mean, think about that. I mean,
yeah,
we come from an age where, yeah, there's social media, but not everybody's on it. And so there's some people that you want to, like, find that don't have a social footprint.
They don't. There's a lot of people that don't. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you really did want to find someone and reconnect, even if it was just meeting for coffee and just connecting with somebody who knew you in a time of your life that was so far away, like, it'd be cool. Don't you think it'd be neat to meet some kid that you knew when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
And hands just have down, them say, like, oh, I totally remember you. You were, like, so always so full of energy, and you had good ideas, Mike. And, you know, you were always up for a good time. Like, I could see you being, like, a goofy, fun kid.
Oh, yeah, I was fun. I think I was fun anyway. Well, I was bullied, but so I don't know. I mean, I was fun with my friends that would be my friends, you know. I didn't reach my popular stage until high school. I had to move to Germany and reinvent myself.
Yeah, but high school is kind of like that.
Yeah, it was a little bit different.
College is more so like that because high school
you're away from it. Yeah.
I mean, high school, you're still with kids that knew you from grade school, and they're like, nice try. This isn't, let me tell you what she was like in eighth grade. You're like, no. Don't tell anybody what I was like in eighth grade. Where college is more, like, if you're going away especially, you can really do the whole celebrity makeover. You're like, it's a whole new me. I don't know anything about that person back before.
Yes, that's what I had to do for the most part, you know, and then it worked, you know, and thank God, because I, you know, built a great, army of friends that I have.
Yeah, you still have them. You just went this summer to see
all over the world. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. All right, so here's one right here. Looking for the older lady who smiled at me this past summer. Really enjoyed your smile. I smiled back. Hit me up if this sounds like you. Wow.
But that, yeah. And then somebody's reading that and they're like, I know exactly what that was.
You would know. You would know.
Yeah. Cause if you can, like, hyper locate, like let's say I would to have put a misconnection ad in mine. Like, I would have been like, it was, and I'm guessing cause I don't remember details, but I'm just saying, like, it was Tuesday, 8 a.m., Brown Line, we were down in the loop, it was by Wabash Station, I saw you, you saw me, we made eye contact, seemed like we maybe knew each other, but didn't, I got off at whatever stop, and you were still on, wanting to connect, like, that kind of thing. So somebody reading that would be like, yes, that was me, I was there Tuesday, I know that there was a girl that I was making eye contact with, I remember her getting off at the Wabash Station and me not getting up the, so that would be narrow enough that you would know, because, like, especially like something like, I saw you on a train one time, and there was that one time on the train. They're like, okay, could you be a little bit more specific?
So I guess we have to, all right, we're going to do this on our bigpartyshow.com.
Okay. I think it'll be fun.
We just got to come up with a name of it. There's all kinds of one that got away, near miss, wrong time, cross paths. If we want to do it more, you know, funny and, you know, like, kind of like snarky and stuff, we can do So Close It Hurts.
I don't like anything with pain.
Yeah. The almost missed it by that much.
I like that one.
It's got to say what it is though. Like, misconnections is misconnections. It's in the word. So people can see that word, whatever we call it, and go, I want to do this or whatever. And basically what it will be, like you had said, is that it'll be like Misconnections is what
I wonder
it will
if
be.
It's,
I mean,
should have said hi.
Should have said hi. God, should have said hi. Yeah, that could work.
I mean, that and one's so, always like, because that kind of comes down to it. Like that inescapable chasm between not saying something and saying something, like not saying something and then going up to someone and being like, hi, and not knowing where it's going to go from there. I mean, if I come up to you and just say hi and you're like, hi, like, I just wanted to say hi. Like, how do you got to like, there's got to be something behind it. It's like, oh, well, you know, what do you say? I thought you looked interesting and you looked at me and I looked at you and you're like, okay. I mean,
well, you know that there's that look.
Fast.
You get that weird look like, like you've known him forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's that like thing of like, oh my God, we have such a connection and we haven't even spoke. We can see it in the eyes. Those happen all the time. And then that's when you walk away from it. And every time, I don't know how you say it. Well, you go, if it's meant to be, it will happen. If it is meant to be, it'll happen.
But maybe that was the meant to be moment.
That don't, absolutely. Absolutely.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Everyone's like, well, if it's meant to be, it'll happen again. It's like, maybe that was when it was supposed to happen and you missed it.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, playing devil's advocate. Like, everyone's like, well, if it was meant to happen, you're like, how do you know that wasn't the follow-up? How do you know that?
Well, it shouldn't be. If it's meant, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but if it's meant, if it's meant to happen, meaning... Also, I mean, if that could have been the moment, but also if it's meant to happen, that could happen again 10 years from now, you know, because it's meant to happen regardless of when it is. Like for example, we gave away tickets to Rascal Flatts, mm-hmm. right? A ton of people threw their name in the hat and listened to the podcast, all these party crashers. Ellie's the one who won them, but she entered one time out of all these people. Now, a lot of people are listening and entering multiple times because we give you guys this opportunity, kind of like a Valentine's Day deal. I talked to her. I said, you know, this is so bizarre that it happens all the time. People always go, I never win anything. So you don't put your name in there. Well, those are the people that always win, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did. She said that she, you know, was like, I want to do this, but I'm just going to throw my name in there. And if I win Rascal Flatts, it was meant to be. I wasn't supposed to be doing the other thing. And that was the plan. And she won. I was like,
that's
wow,
awesome.
That was one entry. So that was meant to be. That's like history talking. But we need to figure out everything we need to do with the, whatever we call it, the thing. Is it dating? Is it misconnections?
Well,
is it whatever?
Because it's more than dating. Like, I like the idea of also just connecting people. Even like I said, like, let's say it's a childhood friend. Or let's say it's somebody you used to work with. Like, think about that. Like, I think about this woman that I used to work with, and I wish I still kept in contact with her. Like, she was somebody that I talked to every day. She was like my work mom. I mean, and I don't know where she is now. And I would love to reconnect with her and just be like, where are you in life? Like, how are your kids? I've got
she's
kids
like,
now.
She's like, don't
you know
worry
what I mean?
About
like,
it. You drove
she
me
knew
crazy.
Me in my 20s.
She's like, you were insane. I don't want to know.
She's like, you were crazy.
You.
And I was so glad when you left. You were the worst. It's good that you got into comedy and you got into radio because you did not do Office well. You're like, oh, I thought you
friend.
Enjoyed me. She's like, I enjoyed your treats. I did not enjoy you showing up late every day.
We're going to throw this out to the party crashers and then we'll figure out the name. But we need a name, all right? So you can send us a name to this, what you've been listening to at bpscrasher@gmail.com. And send a misconnectionism if you want to, if that's what you're doing. Also, you got 402-915-0962. I love creating things live because I think it's just more authentic. That's funny. I mean, when I saw that more people were going
I
to personal ads, I was happy too.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like the path that happened. It's like it went from like personal ads, meeting people, being introduced, and then it went to kind of, you know, like personal ads. Here's another avenue right here. And then it went to internet, and then it went to apps. And then now it's to the point of people like going, God, I'm just wasting my time. I'm paying
for
this.
Well, this is the other thing. I loved reading them.
Uh-huh.
I remember, I mean, I'm old enough to remember like the Reader and they had a personals section.
Did they really? I didn't remember that.
I don't know if the Omaha Reader did. The Chicago Reader had a personal section. And I just remember being on like the bus or being on the train on my way to work and loved reading it. Because you're basically getting great little snapshots of different people, like total strangers' lives. You know what I mean? Where it's like, hey, my name's Todd. Like, I really love sand volleyball and I'm looking for somebody who also would like to do sand volleyball. Like I, you know, I'm an outdoor person, but I live in the city, but I'm looking for somebody who also wants to do outdoor things. And I'm just like, this is so cool. Like, I hope Todd, I mean, Todd, I'm not your person. I do not like sand volleyball and I am not an outdoor person. There's a reason I live in a city. I love cities. So Todd, I'm not going to be answering your ad, but gosh, I hope that there are like five people that you get to choose from that are like, I love doing that stuff too.
That, I think
like that
are.
Was always my thing. Like but I'm a people person. I love reading about people and like hearing about people. So this was always like my sweet spot. Like you turn into that page and you're like, oh, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Cause some of them are like bananas. Like, hey, I like snakes.
Hey, we can do this any way we want to do it. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you can, you have names, we'll put it out there and we'll get there out there. We'll get it out there this week. All right. Yeah, this will be fun. This will be fun. All right. We're going to get out of here. Big Party Show is tomorrow. All right. Yes. You guys know that. And this is the After Party, a part of the Big Party Show that's out every single Tuesday. And then we have the After Party Unfiltered coming soon on Thursday. So your week will be full and it'll be happy. You guys want it. And we're more than happy to deliver it to you guys for sure. If you know any sponsors, do have them reach out to us at bpscrasser@gmail.com so we can keep this boat afloat in 2026. We're out of here. See you Wednesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.